T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, look, I got to be blunt. I got to be honest. Why not? My head is spinning from COVID. I'm a facts guy and a numbers guy. I see what's happening with the variant. I see the caseload. I see what's happening in California and in Florida. And it makes me nervous, quite frankly. Conversely, I see the death rate. It's actually fascinating, quite frankly. We're averaging, in terms of COVID deaths, about 360 a week, okay? And right now in America, we're averaging about 400 to 500 shooting deaths a week. And I'm not saying they're one and the same, but what I'm suggesting is we were at a point where we're having 5,000 dead a day from COVID. Now we're down to 360 a week. Conversely, now we're talking about 21,000 COVID cases in one day in Florida, 10,000 hospitalized. What the hell do we do? What the hell do we believe? Someone say the death count indicates we're over it. We're done. Someone say the variant numbers indicate it's back and we should be afraid. I had to get the best. And the best of the best is Dr. Don Ulley, who is the UPMC Chief Medical Officer, truly one of the best in America. Good morning, Doctor. How are you?
Good morning, Marty. Thanks for having me.
Well, Doc, help me, man. Your head can spin. You could freak out by the numbers we're seeing in certain cases and in certain states, as I mentioned, Florida and California. Conversely, you could say, we beat this bad boy. We only have 700 cases a day in Pennsylvania. Where does the truth lie, sir?
I think you've done an excellent job summarizing the information that's available and where we're at. We've done an excellent job fighting off the virus. Initially, we had very limited tools, really just behavioral modifications. First, stay at home. We learned about masking and distancing. We learned about some other ways to control the environment. Over time, we developed medications, then antibodies and vaccines. The vaccines give us a great platform. This virus doesn't exist without the ability to multiply in us. And the vaccines don't stop that, but they make it much harder for that virus. And the vaccines do an excellent job at protecting you. The goal wasn't to protect you from any infection, but from bad infections. And you've summarized that. We've done a great job, but we still have more to do to put this finally away. Yes, the numbers are up. That tells us that we got close, but not close enough with those core activities. Go out and get vaccinated. And if you're vulnerable or around vulnerable people, particularly indoors, wear a mask.
Hey, Doc, this is actually interesting. I went to a wedding over the weekend. I'm not going to name any names. It was a fabulous wedding. No one wore a mask, which I'm cool with. My entire family's vaccinated. A guy came up to me. He's older than me. And he told me that he's not vaccinated and his wife's not vaccinated. No mask. Should I have said something to him? Or I said, hey, man, that's your decision. What do you do in that case? Because,
well,
by the way, doctor, he got in a shouting match with a guy. He told him this, and the guy said, you got to get a mask. You got to leave. What do you do?
Well, I think both things are true. It is a combination of both a person's decision, how they integrate information, and oftentimes it's misinformation.
Yeah.
And it also is our responsibility to each other. So if someone is more mature than you and I, they are playing roulette with this virus. That's exactly the person who, if they get it, will have a rough ride with it. And that includes things like being on a breathing machine and even dying. So I guess my strategy would be to try to meet them where they're at and understand and talk with them about why or why not. I get to see people who are at all stages of life struggling to breathe, many of them who chose not to get a vaccine, who then say, geez, I really wish I had done this. Maybe the average person doesn't get to see that or thinks that it's a story or a fairy tale. It's true.
Hey, these numbers in Florida, man, that's scary, doctor. 21,000 new cases. That's a frightening number. It's the highest number they've had the entire pandemic. What the hell's going on there, man?
Well, as we talked about, vaccines and distancing are the ways to keep the virus in check. And Florida may have more opportunities for both. The vaccine doesn't prevent any infection, but it prevents bad ones. And so it tells me that in those areas, the opportunity may even be bigger than what it is here. We both have opportunities, even in western Pennsylvania, where I think people have done a pretty good job.
Yes.
We have the opportunity to do much better. We never, for example, stopped masking on the healthcare side because we knew the problem was still lurking.
Dr. Don Neely, who's the chief medical officer at UPMC. That was my next question, man. So with all the kids headed back to school, will they all be wearing masks, and should they be, sir?
I think that the idea of masking at an individual school depends on some of the characteristics of the school. What's the population at the school, ages, vaccination status of the workforce in the school, what's the physical layout of the school, and what's the COVID-19 activity in that community. It is a complicated set of conditions that have to be considered. The CDC recommends, as a backdrop or a fallback, to use masking, but it's not a requirement, and I think each individual school district will have to make that decision. If schools were opening today and there was a lot of activity in your school district and you had either children who were too young to be vaccinated or their families had chosen not to vaccinate them, masking would be a very, very smart policy.
Doctor, look, man, Allegheny County, about 1,000 cases between July 19th and August 1st. The death toll is virtually insignificant. Gone. Could I argue with anyone that we have beat this thing in Allegheny County? Couldn't I say that, sir?
I think we have a strong foothold and we're winning. I'm not sure that I'd say we've beaten it yet.
Okay.
I still see some brush fires out there. I don't want anyone dying from this. I'm sure you do too.
Right.
We know that many respiratory viruses separate from COVID-19 can cause harm to the vulnerable, to people with underlying conditions, the elderly. That is not particular to COVID-19. I think we've done a great job. We're near the finish line, maybe near the goal line, but we're not quite over that goal line yet. So there's going to need to be a push to get more people vaccinated. There is no singular magic number. And to smartly do some of these things, particularly masking. I don't think we're going back to broader societal shutdowns because I don't think that strategy will be necessary or deliver the benefits that we want.
Dr. Don Neely with UPMC's chief medical officers. I admire the hell out of you, man. You give great information. But I could argue if I made you the face of this, like Fauci, what you would do is you would learn new information. And based on that new information, you might change that point of view. But when he does that, he's called a hypocrite and a liar. Isn't that disconcerting, doctor? Just from a medical standpoint, with this guy who stands up there and has the courage to daily tell the truth and to try and save lives.
I think everybody would want a doctor or a healthcare professional who listened and tailored the advice to them or to the conditions that exist right now. There are very few universal truths in anything, including in medicine. They always have to be applied either to a person in front of me or to a group of people or a community that I provide care in. And really, that's what Dr. Fauci, that's what we try to do is throughout all of our press conferences, I've shared again and again that I'm aware of predictions. But what we do is respond to the conditions that we actually know about right now, and we use the tools that are available.
And by the way, you've hit nothing but home runs, man. You passed the 700,000 vaccine number at UPMC from day one. From day one, they've wanted to do two things, tell the truth and save lives. And, doctor, you certainly helped to do both. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks very much, Marty.
All right, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.